This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
QPR 1-9 in their last 10 in the Premier League. That's what you call grade A relegation form, isn't it, Lee?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're gone, aren't they, surely?
4 points from safety now, QPR.
And you know what? They've got nothing about them that's showing us that they're going to suddenly arrest that form. You know, again, probably a bit like Leicester, really. The trying, you know, the scoring goals, that's for sure. You know, I think the new manager has definitely, brought in goals with him. But, you know, just it's a terrible record they've got, isn't it? Was it third worst away record in Premier League history? Sunderland got 2 points after 14 away games in 2007-08, and Burnley just had a single point in 2009-2010. So QPR on 3. If West Brom were more open, I'd give them a bit of a chance. But, you know, this Tony Pulis team, he's done unbelievably well, hasn't he? The clean sheets been fantastic. 6 clean sheets in 7 games in all competitions at the Hawthorns. Admittedly, one of those was against Gateshead, I think. Conceded 3 goals all versus Tottenham in those 7 games, and they'd let in 19 in the previous 12 under the old regime. So, you know, QPR struggling for their lives, need to go out and try and win this game, and they're coming up against this defensive rock in West Brom all of a sudden. So I'm not having that. One little stat that I like was that QPR have conceded the first goal in 23 of their 30 Premier League games this season. That's more than any other team. And Sadio Berahino has scored 83% of his goals at home, 15 of 18. So I'm backing him to score anytime if you're a weakling, and first if you like that stat. So anytime is 23-20. To score first is 4-1.
Derek, it's possible that West Brom need a couple more points to ensure Premier League survival. This looks a decent starting point.
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, QPR on the road, it generally means 3 points for the home team. But, you know, because they still need those points, you can't imagine any team managed by Tony Pulis to go hell for leather in this. You know, they're going to keep it tight and probably will nick it in the end. I mean, if you look at their last 2 home games, they played Stoke and Southampton, 2 tough teams to beat, and they've beaten each of them 1-0 at the Hawthorns. So why should we expect them not to beat QPR? What worries me is that West Brom are 8-11, and that's not the kind of price that would interest me at all. But West Brom to win without conceding the goal, well, that does interest me, because that's exactly what they've done against better teams than QPR. So I think West Brom to win 2-0, which I think is about the 6-4, 7-4 mark.
17-10 it is, Derek.
Yeah. That looks the way to play for me, that one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.